Ravenna Medical Group Quick Clinic, located on the U of I campus. The Quick Clinic will serve U of I students and anyone in the Champaign-Urbana area after regular office hours. More information is at 217-328-2323.
Still maybe a chance of rain in the forecast tonight. Meteorologist Ed Keyser will be along with details on that in 5 minutes. First AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Wasser.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A St. Clair County jury has awarded $5 million to a man who sued the Diocese of Belleville, saying it covered up alleged sexual abuse by a priest in the 1970s. The jury last night found that the diocese fraudulently concealed James Wisniewski's claims. Wisniewski of Champaign filed a civil lawsuit in 2002. The Belleville News Democrat says he called Wednesday a great day for him and other abuse victims. The 47-year-old Wisniewski says the Reverend Raymond Kawanaki allegedly molested him when he was an altar boy. Former Belleville Bishop Wilton Gregory testified that key documents about Kawanaki were kept from him. Gregory removed Kawanaki from the active ministry in 1995. Kawanaki isn't charged criminally. The diocese didn't immediately return messages. Former state schools chief Ron Gidwitz says he's confident Illinois House and Senate leaders will find time during the Democratic convention in Denver to talk with State Senator James Meeks about school reform, even if the governor is too busy. Meeks is calling for a boycott of Chicago public schools next week unless the governor and top legislative leaders take time to meet with him. Governor Blagojevich said yesterday that it would be difficult to schedule such a meeting during the convention, but Gidwitz says the Democratic leaders of the General Assembly think otherwise.
I do know for a fact that Senator Emo Jones and Speaker Madigan have both said that they had time this week that was important enough to them to make time to meet with Senator Meeks. The governor seems, in spite of the fact that he apparently doesn't have a speaking part or any role to play in the convention different than the rest of these gentlemen, he doesn't seem to be able to find the time.
Gidwitz says he's not involved with Meeks' boycott threat, but he is working with Meeks on the school reform proposal. The $120 million three-year proposal would fund four school clusters in Chicago and downstate. Gidwitz says voters will be willing to spend more on schools if they're shown a program that produces real gains in student performance. Gidwitz was in Urbana last night to unveil a poll taken by the conservative group Americans for Prosperity, showing dissatisfaction with Illinois government and the governor among an overwhelming majority of Champaign-Urbana residents. Gidwitz is the Illinois chairman for Americans for Prosperity, but says it does not have a connection with his school proposal. A crowd of more than 20,000 last night at the Democratic National Convention heard the story of Tammy Duckworth, Illinois' Director of Veterans Affairs. Duckworth told a cheering audience about how 4 years ago the helicopter she was flying in Iraq was shot down. She credits her fellow soldiers, her friends, for saving her life.
Because of them, I am here today, Iraq War veteran, female helicopter pilot, and wounded warrior. Because of them, I am here today, Asian American, a daughter of the American Revolution, a daughter of an immigrant.
Duckworth criticized Obama's presumptive Republican opponent John McCain for letting down the troops by continuing to support the war in Iraq. Duckworth, who lost both of her legs in the helicopter incident, says she wore prosthetics made especially for the occasion. One was made out of camouflage material and had an image of her pilot's wings. The other was stars and stripes. Duckworth 2 years ago lost a congressional race. She says she's interested in trying for an elected office again. Governor Rob Blagojevich says he loves his job, but it appears he wants to keep it. From the Democratic National Convention in Denver, Amanda Vinicky has more.
During the convention, Illinois politicians are staking out their future job prospects. Governor Blagojevich says he's proud of what he's accomplished and the way he got it done.
I think I'm a great governor. I think the things that we do for people in Illinois far exceed what other states do.
That was part of Blagojevich's response when a reporter asked if he'll run again in 2010.
And there's more to do. And I like my job, and I have no reason to think I don't want to keep doing this job.
But Blagojevich may have to fight to even be the Democrats' nominee in 2 years. Plenty of members of his own party disagree that he's good at his job, and a handful of them have expressed interest in trying to take it from him. Some of the prospects include Chicago Mayor Richard Daley's brother, Bill Daley, and four of Illinois' five other statewide officers. From the Democratic National Convention in Denver, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Illinois Comptroller Dan Hines plans to lay off employees and has instituted unpaid days off and a hiring freeze to deal with budget cuts. A Hines spokeswoman says the number of layoffs hasn't been determined, but the office's personnel budget has been reduced by about $1 million. Non-union employees of making at least $60,000 a year will have to take 5 unpaid furlough days before next June 30th. Knowles said yesterday the spokeswoman said the office will also offer buyouts. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bonser.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning. Well,
still that chance of a few showers tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Think we might get some out of it, huh?
Well, yeah. We'll probably get at least some raindrops. I'm just concerned that we're not going to get a lot.
Yeah.
And there will be some places missed because as the rain area, which is now along the Iowa-Illinois border, pushes southeastward, it's going to break up a bit, so it's going to be hit and miss. So a few places will get the big hit, sort of like playing that old game of Battleship, you know.